And good morning, 194, home of the Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Amy K, E over there, 740 in the morning. Mailbag situation from Sarah today, who says, I'm just going to, sometimes I try to read these a little bit more grammatically correct. I'm just going to read this the way it's written. Okay, guys, for real though, question. How typical is this? I need to know, question, because it drives me nuts. You know when people see a squad car or accident on the side of the road or some blank, they slow down and rubberneck? Yeah, that's my boyfriend with women. We've never really talked about it, but anytime there's a remotely attractive female around, I know because his eyes, face, everything notices. He admires blatantly. His eyes pop out of his head like a cartoon character. Before I make an issue out of his head jerking around like this, I just figured I might as well ask how common this is. Do other women feel this way about their men? You feel like you ever catch Steven doing that, Amy?
No, and if he does, I feel like he's very secretive.
Okay, so and I feel
I'm
like...
I'm sure he probably does. We were watching Sopranos last night.
Uh-oh.
You can't check out someone on a TV,
hey,
can you?
They're in a dancer area. You know, one of their hangouts is...
The club.
Bada Bing or whatever it's called. And
bada
it's
bing,
just
bada boom.
Naked women. And so...
Nice.
I forget. We were talking about one of the wives because she was kind of a turd. And I said, well, I get it. The husband's always at that strip club. And I was getting angry. And I said, oh, do you like watching the strippers?
Oh, Amy.
And he was like, that's not what I'm saying.
I hope
but
you didn't watch
go.
Game of Thrones together. That would have been brutal, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. So I don't think he does it just because he doesn't want to make it obvious that I, because I would probably go crazy.
Yeah, I would say. Okay, I got to tread lightly here. What he's doing probably isn't unnatural, but you gotta be more subtle about it. I don't think what he's doing is an unnatural thing, but you can't just be blatantly staring at, as she put it, cars pulled over or crashed on the side of the road. And definitely don't watch TV shows with her either, I guess. I found that out too.
You know, I think that both men and women alike, I mean, it's like once you're in a relationship, you don't die on the inside, right? Yeah. You still are someone that's going to notice if somebody is attractive in your mind. The thing that is, because you hit it right on the head, I'd say, the thing is he's being really, if he's that blatant about it and like whipping his head around and stuff and like, dang, like that kind
of catcalling.
Yeah. Like, I think you could have a conversation about, listen, I got to tell you something that you do that drives me insane. You are so blatant when you think that somebody is attractive. It is so obvious. Could you maybe just not jerk your head around? Like, I think most people would be like ashamed and probably be a little bit more cautious.
What she's describing is literally the meme, right?
Yeah.
Like
the
guy with the holding the, it's literally the meme is what I'm picturing in my head.
It's a good meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that meme.
Is that your boyfriend?
It might be him. It's a picture of him and some girl walking by while you look shocked in a blue shirt. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know the meme. You think that that is pretty typical what she's dealing with? 237, it's text 35270. Hello.
Totally normal. I think, just because your guy is looking at another girl or checking out some other hot girl doesn't really mean anything. I mean, men are visual. We're visual creatures, and we see a hot-looking woman, we're going to look. And as long as he's not touching her or trying to get with her, then there's really no problem. And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of girls check out great-looking guys, but that doesn't mean they're going to cheat on their boyfriend or their husband or whatever. I think it's just totally normal behavior. I don't think it's anything really to be concerned about.
100% agree. Do think he needs to maybe think about how blatant he's being about it. Because, I think, is Zach Braff is the celebrity crush?
Yeah.
You and Steven are out and about. You guys are just gallivanting around town like you do. Frolicking around town. Zach Braff walks by you all in Target.
Wait, your crush is Scrubs Zach guy.
Average Zach Braff from Scrubs.
Scrubs guy walks by.
You've had all these choices, and you landed on Zach Braff.
He's so funny.
Like, I bet you every time, this makes more sense to me. Is it T-Mobile? He's in there with
the commercial
guy from their show. That comes on, and they're giving each other love notes at the door, spoofing whatever movie that was, that name I can't
remember.
Love
Actually.
Love Actually. Yeah. And they're gazing each other longingly. I know you check him out every time he comes on TV. Steven probably doesn't know.
I'm not. You guys just
You're checking him out on my laptop right now. I saw you doing
it. You guys said he can't check somebody out on a TV show. So I think the same goes for commercials.
You know who's mainly upset about this? Zach Braff.
What?
He's like, you have other choices.
Hey, look, shirtless Zach Braff.
Oh, yeah. Get some.
That is not a really good picture of him. What is he wearing? Puka shell necklace?
Yeah. No, he definitely is. You know, I'm not sure there's a lot of very good shirtless photos of Zach Braff to be.
I like him for his personality, not his looks.
Okay.
I figured as much. We get a few texts on her boyfriend blatantly checking out other women.
Yeah, someone says, my wife points out cute women and I point out good-looking guys to her. I struck gold with her. Someone else said, I would call it out immediately when it happens. Looking is one thing. Staring is definitely different and totally disrespectful. Someone else said, if your boyfriend doesn't respect you enough to let you hold his attention fully while you're out on dates or out with him, lose him. My ex used to do this and I'd be like, hello, I'm right here. My new partner constantly tells me that I'm the most beautiful woman in the world and that I'm honestly the one that's often pointing out someone pretty on TV, for example. This is a feeling you deserve. A man who blatantly and frequently disrespects you and checks out other women in front of you, he's just not that into you.
Yeah, I'm kind of in there. That's like a good way to put it. I don't know if it needed to be that extreme, but I think the fact he's blatantly doing this in front of you is just, it's not weird to me that he's looking at women he thinks are good looking, I guess. It's weird to me that he's doing it blatantly in front of you, because that's just the level of respect you give to someone that you're with.
If you're well versed in the art of museuming, we'll call it.
Okay.
Nobody would have any idea if somebody is going about life and you see them and you think they're attractive. You noticed, you went, oh, they're pretty good looking, and you move on with your time. You just,
yep.
Nobody should know. Should be, and you know, and the people that watch TV and comment on it, of course they're good looking. They're on TV.
Yeah.
They're paid to be on TV. They probably are good looking. You don't have to be, oh, well, they're pretty. Of course they are.
I was commenting on naked women.
Are we back on TV your, show?
Yeah.
Your naughty scene is a little bit different, but I also think it's interesting when there's like a love scene in a movie and a couple's watching, mm-hmm. and it's always her that looks at the guy if it's a male-female equation. Like the second there's somebody nude on the TV, you probably picked the stupid movie, but you have to stare at him while that scene's on.
Do you avert your eyes too? I always avert my eyes just to be like, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble.
Been meaning to check Facebook. I'm going to just take up my phone real quick here. Oh, good. Is the nude scene done? What part of that movie was that in? Okay. 57 minutes and 35 seconds. Remember that later.
Not going to be revisiting.
Yeah, hello.
I think it's part of the wiring of the man. He can't help, you know, looking at other women. I think it's actions speak louder than words, I think. You know, I mean, looking is just, I mean, what are you going to do? The guy probably can't even help it. But if it's like an obsessive thing, if you're like in the middle of a conversation and his head like spins around like a top at the, you know, at this, with the sight of somebody passing by, then that's, you know, that's really annoying.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Don't disagree at all. I think you just got to be more covert about it. Be a secret spy. You know,
I love that's it. Like advice, not to. It's the truthful, and it's probably the right advice, but it still feels a little weird to be like, you know, don't change your ways. Just do it more secretively.
Yeah, like do it out of the corner of your eye. Don't completely turn your whole head.
Well, like, was that working for you when you were a single person?
Yeah, no.
Spinning around like that, like The Exorcist? Probably no.
And I'm sure that the people you're looking at are like, look at this creep, just staring.
I don't know, when I get checked out, which is often.
Yeah, not shocked. You're an Adonis.
I'm always flattered, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Checking you out right now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feel your eyes. Coming up next.
At group therapy in a couple of minutes with Playhouse family member Lisa, who has discovered a secret, something about her gentleman that she's kind of frustrated about. That's on the way.
Oh, the morning Playhouse.